Wow, are these Amy's? Kind of trashy. Good for her.
Those are Howard's.
Why are you washing Howard's man panties?
Because if I don't, he won't give my paper to Stephen Hawking. He's a famous physicist.
Yeah, I know. He's the wheelchair dude who invented time.
Close enough.
I don't understand. Why doesn't Howard just introduce you to the guy?
Because he's punishing me for being a, quote, condescending jerk. You don't think I'm condescending, do you?
Well...
Oh, I'm sorry. Condescending...
I know what it means! And yes, you love correcting people and putting them down.
Oh, contraire. When I correct people, I am raising them up. You should know. I do it for you more than anyone.
Come on, you do it to feel superior. I see that twinkle in your eye when someone says who instead of whom, or thinks the moon is a planet.
Or Don Quixote is a book about a donkey named Hote.
See? There it is. There's that twinkle.
Well, I can't help it. That's an involuntary twinkle.
What do you want me to tell you, Sheldon?
I want you to tell me that Howard is being mean to me for no reason.
Fine. Howard is being mean to you for no reason.
I knew it.
What's the matter?
Every time I spend the night, your mom slaps me on the behind and says, go get him.
It's not her fault. She's getting hormone replacement therapy. Makes her crazy horny. Check this out. I got Sheldon to wear the French maid's costume.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
What? Hey, I gave you first crack at it.
Why are you doing that? You're being mean to him.
He's mean to me all the time. You've heard him tease me about not having a doctorate?
You don't want to get teased about that, get a doctorate. I have one, they're great.
Come on, the man torments me. I'm just letting him have a little taste of his own medicine.
It's not the same thing. Sheldon doesn't know when he's being mean because the part of his brain that should know is getting a wedgie from the rest of his brain.
Fine. I'll just make him do a couple more things, then I'll stop.
No, you have to stop now.
Bernadette! I want to remind you, you promised to take me dress shopping tomorrow!
Oh, damn. I'm sorry, I can't make it! But Sheldon's gonna go with you! And that's the last thing you do to him.
Sheldon! I need your help!
What is it now, Mrs. Wallowitz?
It's this dress! When I put my front in, my back pops out. When I put my back in, my front pops out. It's like trying to keep two dogs in a bathtub.
What do you want me to do?
We're gonna have to work as a team. Get in here, grab a handful, and start stuffing.
I'm not sure how to do this.
It's easy. Just pretend you're putting away a sleeping bag.
Sleeping bags don't usually sweat this much, but okay.
Now zip me up.
Oh, if we squeeze you any tighter, you might turn into a diamond.
You're right. Who am I kidding? You should have seen me when I was young, Sheldon. The fellas used to line up and bring me boxes of candy. Why did I eat it all? Would you hold me?
Oh, no, you know, I'm not really the holding kind of... No!
Oh, guys, I just remembered I got you some Hawking souvenirs.
What are these?
Gears and springs from his wheelchair. Pretty cool, huh?
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I made an adjustment on the motor drive, and when I was putting it back together, I could not for the life of me figure out where they went.
I did it. Had to go to 3 clothing stores, but we finally found a dress that could envelop your mother.
I should have sent you to the custom car cover place in Altadena. They have her pattern on file.
Humorous. Now, will you please present my paper to Professor Hawking?
I don't know.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I did your laundry. I pee-pee-proofed your belt buckles. I even sprained my wrist helping your mother lift her bosom.
All right, Sheldon. There's only one thing left I want you to do. Don't worry. It's an easy one.
Okay.
Give me a compliment.
Fine. You have very tiny hands.
No, about my job. I want you to tell me I'm good at what I do.
You're obviously good at what you do. Well,
then why are you always ripping on me?
Oh, I understand the confusion. Now, I have never said that you are not good at what you do. It's just that what you do is not worth doing.
Nicer than anything he's ever said to me. I'd take it and run.
Thank you, Sheldon.
Now, will you give my paper to Hawking?
Sorry, I can't.
What? Why not?
I gave it to him 3 days ago. He was really impressed. He wants to meet you.
All right, then. Thank you, Howard. Please let Professor Hawking know that I'm available at his earliest convenience.
Thought he might be a little more excited.
Give it a second.
Professor Hawking, it's an honor and a privilege to meet you, sir.
I know.
I want to thank you for taking time to see me.
My pleasure. I enjoyed reading your paper very much. You clearly have a brilliant mind.
I know.
Your thesis at the Higgs boson is a black hole, accelerating backwards through time. It's fascinating.
Thank you. It came to me one morning in the shower.
That's nice. Too bad it's wrong.
What do you mean, wrong?
You made an arithmetic mistake on page 2. It was quite a boner.
No, but that can't be right. I don't make arithmetic mistakes.
Are you saying I do?
Oh, no, of course not. It's just, I was thinking, oh gosh golly, I made a boo-boo. And I gave it to Stephen Hawking.
Great. Another fainter.